Let me show you an illustration, and maybe you'll be shocked. If I were just getting started in the scripture, I would be shocked. The man is David. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, we read, "Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself." Haggith was David's wife, one of many, by the way. If you study the genealogy of David, you'll discover that this man was grossly guilty of polygamy. I count 18 wives. There might have been more. Some of those are not even named, but one of them was Haggith, the mother of Adonijah. And he was saying, "I will be king." So he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen with 50 men to run before him. And his father had never crossed him at any time by asking, "Why have you done so?" Passive negligence. Adonijah was born a rebel, grew up a rebel, and when he reached the age of accountability, he refused to be accountable. He rebelled, saying, "I'll become king." Part of the problem was a father who never crossed the son. David never said to his son, "Son, you've got bent toward rebellion. As your father, I am responsible before God to curb that bent, to deal with it until you yourself can get it under control." No, David was like many dads, too busy, preoccupied, and therefore negligent. It's a common mistake among successful, high-achieving fathers. Benjamin Franklin once wrote these insightful words, "A little neglect may breed mischief. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost." That's the way negligence is. Number 4, unrestrained curiosity mistakes. Of all the 5 categories of mistakes, this is probably the most attractive to young people, although it is not exclusively their problem. Unrestrained curiosity usually relates to the sensational or the demonic. The whole world of curiosity is in one sense a very creative part of our lives, but we are destined for trouble if curiosity is not restrained. 1 Samuel 28 is the story of a king who had lost both his confidence and his power. When his friend Samuel died, King Saul sought to speak to Samuel through a spiritualist medium. He disguised himself and, taking 2 other men with him, he paid a visit to a woman seer by night. They purchased a contract with the netherworld, and before long they were in touch with the other world. It began as unrestrained curiosity, a costly mistake. It led to a horrible sin that ultimately became part of the cause of Saul's death. Number 5, blind spot mistakes. These are the ones we repeat most often, the ones we commit out of ignorance or habit, or even poor parental influence. We're blinded to the truth and we stumble into this kind of thing time after time. The last part of Acts 15 is the account of a conflict between 2 godly men, Paul and Barnabas. John Mark, Paul's earlier companion, had deserted him in the previous missionary journey. When they got ready to take the next missionary journey, the Apostle Paul was discussing matters with Barnabas, who suggested they take John Mark with them. "No way," said Paul. In Paul's mind, John Mark was not profitable to him. Paul considered him a shipwreck, a fluke, a failure. He had a blind spot when it came to that weakness in other people, so he made a mistake. Later in his ministry, he was man enough to admit that Mark was profitable to him. There is perhaps an even clearer example of this kind of mistake in Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. There's no need to go into any great depth of study. We just need to see the issue. Peter, called Cephas in the Galatians passage, had a blind spot when it came to the question of grace, especially as it related to his diet. When he was around Jews, he ate good old kosher cooking. But when the Gentiles were there, he'd stuff down the ham sandwiches and pig's feet like they were going out of style. He really couldn't let himself enjoy the full benefits of grace. But worse than that, he fell into a hypocritical lifestyle, doubtlessly justifying both the legalism and the liberty whenever necessary. A mistake. Paul saw through it immediately and opposed him to his face. Peter's response is not recorded, but one has little difficulty imagining his embarrassment. It is remarkable how blind spot mistakes can be so obvious to everyone but the victim.